quieting fatigue noise and connecting to one's signal. So recently, like 10 days ago, I had double hernia operation, the liposcopic robotic method. And it occurred to me that I've actually had a slight hernia for like 20 years that I know of. And then last year or so, it was really dragging on me. So I, you know, went and had the surgery, found that I actually had two hernias, you know, one on each side, and they were pretty good size. And even after the operation, where when I woke up, I, well, of course, was in amazing pain. It was ravishing. But I wake up, and even though I'm in all this pain, like, I could immediately feel a certain relief. And now, like, you know, 10 days or so after, 7 days after the operation, I'm definitely recovering. There's soreness, but I feel so much better. I feel so much freer. And it made me think about, you know, quieting the pain noise and connecting to one's signal. So all of us have, I'm just going to call it, there's some aspect of pain noise, and it's finding it. Where is that located? Where is it in one's life? And I'm going to make the assertion that, you know, all things are spiritual in this, just to define terms. So you could say God force, like a laser, hits a holographic plate, our DNA, or our like data in the Akashic records, and then boom, becomes a holograph in this reality. So with that said, if all things are mind, like the Hermetic principle, all things are mind, any pain we're feeling ultimately must be mind. And so it's spiritually based. And the way I see it is, it could be procrastination, it could be self-doubt, it could be, you know, chronic illness, it could be, you know, a hernia, it could be dental work that needs to be done, it could be dragging oneself to a god-awful job every day that's just horror, and the self-defeat and the guilt and the shame that comes with that. We all have some aspect of pain that we are experiencing that is slowing us down. And to change that is going to be painful, you know? So, like, most growth in life oftentimes comes with some aspect of pain. And so I would just invite people to think about that. You know, where in the totality of their human experience, are they feeling pain noise? Where is that static that is keeping you from being connected to your signal, which is that laser beam of God force hitting the DNA and creating the holographic, you know, projection of you, which is completely real. You are conscious and exist on every level of that. So find it, go through the pain of removing it, and connect to your signal and be yourself in such a greater experience than you ever have been. Because, like I tell you, when they woke me up, you know, I was wheeling out of the little room for pre-surgery, and the anesthesiologist said, "Hey, we're going to give you a little something to relax you right now." And that's the last thing I remember. Then I woke up and there was a nice person next to me. "How's the pain?" And I went, "Oh my God, it's awful." But even that moment when it just sucked, and even the couple days afterward, I was just almost bedridden in a lot of pain. I'm telling you, I felt better than I had in 20 years. So really, find that pain noise. Go through the pain of removing it. Connect to your signal.